tons of tuna. One of the biggest catches of the year. It's an intense experience. Once again, there are no sharks. But as the net tightens, the space inside gets ever smaller. The fish begin to panic. Eventually, the crew have to bail out. They continue to film from outside the net. The filming has been a success, but seeing death on this scale has quite an impact on the team.
Speechless, really is. It's hard to find words to describe that. First we got in, it was just empty. You know, it was just that serene silence. And turn around, and all of a sudden, this whole space is filled with fish. Just frenetic, fast-moving fish, just going crazy. From then on in, it was just absolutely intense. And you don't know which is up or down or side. It's just your whole frame of reference goes off. And finally, you know, the net was the one static point, wasn't it?
Yeah, the start of the dive, you feel like the net is something to really keep away from. But by the end of the dive, the net is the only thing that you can use as a frame of reference.
Yeah.
And everything else is just moving. And it's very disorientating.
And there were other surprises.
And the slick of blood that comes from this is just like pouring out of the net in this massive slick. And you would have thought in this ocean it would have attracted hundreds of sharks, but I didn't see a single one, not one shark.
It's a worrying sign that all is not well in the South Pacific. So, what of the fish?
What we saw today was a highly unique experience. And I think it does make you wonder what our impact on the oceans are when you see it firsthand like that.
The team were lucky. With so many vessels now fishing throughout the Pacific, it may not be possible to film scenes like these for very much longer.
And that was the final episode in the series. Next tonight, brand new drama for a Tuesday night with Personal Affairs.